Playtime's over, boy.
Welcome to the All Man Podcast. I am your host, Tony Davis. This is the podcast discussing masculinity, life, love, and style in modern day society through casual conversation.
Oh, man.
I am Tony Davis, and I like casual conversation over coffee for a first date.
I'm Wayne, and I like dating in person for certain. You dig?
You married. You ain't gonna worry about dating. What are you talking about?
I mean, me and my wife date shit.
Oh, okay. That's like true. Like it's the first date.
Yeah.
Okay.
So most time.
Most.
You did?
Hurry up, damn it.
Like, yeah. I don't know you today. Who
go
are you?
Go ahead, order off the menu now.
I don't know you today. Mm-mm. Well, you know, I'm Michael Andrew, and I swipe left on them bitches. You feel me? That's what we gonna do today. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So tonight, man, the conversation at hand is definitely going to be some social media content that I feel we need to address. It's only right. And this particular post has something to do with, let me make sure I get this right. Fuckboy cheat code 1. And this was posted by a particular young lady on social media who will remain nameless for right now. But it says, ladies, you have to start stealing from this man's house that invite you over to their houses to chill as the first date. You have to. Signed, miscellaneous social media user.
I thought there was more to that.
Well, the comments went ham.
Yeah.
Okay. But we ain't got time on it. That's their prerogative.
Okay. Was it a lot of positive reviews on that comment?
No.
From ladies?
No.
No, okay, good.
No.
Because she sounds like she's single.
The thing about it is, even if you are single, why you got to be stealing shit from my house?
Why would you go over to a house if you don't want to be there?
So, let me propose this.
This is what I propose.
So, I'm thinking the context of the comments and what this particular person was trying to say is dudes that come, that invite a chick for a first date to the house, and then find some unsavory stuff at the house or find out they may be with somebody else or whatever. But my thing is why you go on a date? Why you come to the house?
Man, fuck that shit. Listen, if it's past a certain time, i.e. past 9 o'clock, if we prime time,
right,
then it's prime time pussy on the table. We knew what we was over there for. Now, if a nigga didn't take care of his house, because at the end of the day, a woman want to come over to a comfortable space.
Right.
Right.
And she don't want no thirsty nigga.
Right.
We don't need a fucking, what's my man's name? My Indian homie.
Aziz Ansari.
We don't need an Aziz Ansari situation.
I'm glad you brought that up. So if you come over to a house after a certain time,
sex is on the table.
Obviously that.
Is that law?
It's an expectation.
What you say?
It should be.
Okay.
I mean, it should be
after nine.
You know, this is the Me Too movement.
Hey, we have it. It's a possibility that we're having sex.
No.
Right?
Sex should be on the table.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is sex should be known. We're two adults.
Okay.
Now that does not mean I'm gonna do some rapey shit.
Right.
Like I got discipline and I got respect. That's totally different. But if she come over to my house after nine.
After nine?
After nine.
After nine.
After the sun go down.
Okay, sundown.
You know what I'm saying?
Sundown time.
Don't forget this is the first date.
If you came over on the first date, then you, listen, I'm not one to judge. I'm Andre 3000.
You know what I mean? She just know what she wanted.
Listen, I'm not going to have no judgments. I'm a grown ass man. She's a grown ass woman. I'm going to make sure I take my time. And we're going to make sure it's a good experience, goddammit.
Because women talk.
Because women motherfucking talk.
No BDRs.
No BDRs.
Bad dick reports. Won't do those.
Here's the problem with that. If you have an issue, like you said, Wayne, with going over somebody's house on the first date, you shouldn't go.
Okay.
But if you're going there on a first date and you're talking about stealing,
right,
that means, shit, if we have sex, that's a pay for play. That's a prostitute. That's what goes on in my mind. Because you're taking something from me.
Right.
You should just ask for cash.
Now, this is only under the pretense that you going over there with the intentions to take something from my person because I invited you to my house.
For a first date.
Because that's what it sounds like. I mean, via the post.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But here's my other thing was, what you going to go over to a fuckboy's house and steal? What, his PlayStation?
Some socks.
So you do
some slides.
Wait, some slides. You some might slides. Get some slides. They might be Gucci.
But the expectation is out there. And if a woman,
just fucked your
bitch and some Gucci flip.
Okay, sorry.
If you have expectation of going over somebody's house and stealing, what kind of mind state are we dealing with in today, since we're talking about
exactly.
today's time?
If you steal, I shoot.
Shoot what?
I ain't shooting no shots.
I mean,
but
I'm
I mean,
shooting.
Oh, okay.
If I'm a fuckboy for inviting you over, what kind of person are you for coming?
And that's what I didn't understand with the initial post. Is like, okay, so don't get me wrong. Let me play devil's advocate for this situation.
Right. Yeah. Argue the other side.
I'm gonna argue the other side.
Everybody has to argue.
If I'm a young lady and I'm being approached, and you know, in this day and age, some young ladies be like, "Well, he a cool dude. I like the vibe. You know, he might not have a lot of bread. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna come over. We gonna kick it." And then the nigga just be like, or the gentleman, or the, even another young lady, a masculine young lady. You know what I mean? You know.
Oh, see, I was about to throw something out there that young lady can't do, but go ahead.
you feel what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, if it's a suggestive situation. It's like, okay, we coming over. It's fair ground. Like you said, to your point, see, I'm under the impression, I'm not really sure because I've been out of the dating pool for a while.
Hypothetically speaking, if you had to return to the dating pool today.
Right.
But he loves you, baby.
Yeah, no, right.
That was
your voice.
I got you.
And okay. By the way, when I say you, I'm talking about Wayne.
Okay. Right. So if I go to somebody's house after nine, we've already had a slight rapport because you're not going on the first date or to somebody's house without building some type
right.
of rapport.
We talk somewhere.
We talk. You know, I'm under the understanding. It's a mutual understanding. This is fair ground.
Yeah.
We both adults, to your point.
Yep.
It shouldn't be no misconceptions about, well, you a fuck boy if you come over and try to fuck. Or if I come up, if the woman comes over and try to fuck and do something suggestive.
Hang on. And I don't know, I'm not a feminist, but it sounds to me from some of the arguments that I've heard is that you shouldn't have any expectations.
That's bullshit, because women got expectations. Like,
who doesn't? Number one, who doesn't have
everybody
expectations?
Everybody got expectations. Because here's my thing. Square biz. And this has happened to me. I've dated a girl for 4 or 5 months. Never had sex. She used to come over to my house all the time. But it was an understanding between the both of us that, like, this ain't gonna go down like that. That's not what she was in that.
When did you get to that acknowledgement between?
Kind of early. Like, it was an understanding that what she was thinking about was, this is what the relationship needs to look like.
Right.
So even when, like, you talk to people who are dating coaches, they'll say that there's two different types of women. You got investors and you got testers. So a tester will say, like, shit, let's go out for drinks and let's go out and do all this other shit. She may even come over because at the end of the day, she'll have a story behind it. She's testing the waters
right.
to see what's going to happen. At worst case, I got a story. Best case, this ends up going somewhere. But she's going to continue testing the relationship. So she's a chick who might throw out some shit test. Like, you know.
Explain to the people who've never heard that term, shit test.
So a shit test is when, like, somebody, like a chick will throw like a sideline comment, or she'll turn up for no reason.
Test your manhood.
She'll try to test you.
I.e. Don't be trying to lick in my booty or feeling my booty when I turn around.
Even worse.
Yeah, it'd be worse
than that.
Like, oh, so you just, and for the girls coming over, oh, so you just think you're going to fuck tonight.
Oh.
Or she'll pick up her phone while you're in mid-conversation and just start scrolling.
Yeah.
Like real shit test. Oh, this, my friend hit me up. She'll throw out another dude, see how you respond.
Right.
Is it?
It's expectation. So all I'm saying is, right?
Nah.
It's an expectation. She's expecting you to respond a certain way.
Word. She wants you to respond a certain way. She wants to see if you're going to respond.
She's expecting it, though. She's expecting it because of what she's she's been told, or she read, or like one dude did, whatever.
Right, or what her mom or her sister put her on
to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then you also got investors. Investor chick is going to say, shit, I want to know what the relationship is actually going to be like. So, nigga, don't take me out to a 5-star meal if we're not doing that on a consistent basis.
Because you're setting that precedent.
Because you're setting the precedence. So, for her, she would come over and like, yo, I want to watch movies. I want to chill because I want to know what the relationship is going to look like. So, we really Netflixed and chill. It wasn't
It's not cold.
It was cold.
Did you cut him?
No, and that's why this relationship couldn't work. I'm an affectionate ass motherfucker. I'm an affectionate ass motherfucker.
But that's the thing, though. Look, again, devil's advocate. not more than 10 minutes ago when we started this conversation. It's like, well, you coming to my house after 9 o'clock?
We know what it is. No, that's not what I said.
It could be assumed.
It is assumed.
A high probability.
That sex is on the table.
But in this certain situation with this young lady, you said
my sex was not on the table. But, and so what I'm saying is,
give me some words to this, because I've never heard no.
Yeah, what was the dialogue?
Okay, so the dialogue was, yo, if you're really into me, we're not like, I'm not pushing sex, because first of all, let me preface, the chick was crazy. The chick was crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Door, I should have got her up out of here, but she was popping. She was fine as fuck.
She was fine.
She was fine as fuck.
Okay. You was blind.
So, I was blind and stupid.
Hang on. We're going to come back to that, because
I was Love Jonesing it. You know when a man gets a hard on, the blood comes from his feet and his head. So, I was stupid, and I couldn't run, goddamn it. And she didn't even throw the pussy. So, what I'm saying is, she came over, though, and she was like, yo, I kind of want to see where this is going to go, but like, I'm not really pushing for the whole sex thing. Now, again, we're older guys.
Right.
So, in our 30s, we know that we don't have to have sex. I know that sex is on the table anytime a chick comes over.
Right. And it is a necessity by human standards.
Yeah, but I don't have to have sex. I didn't have to have sex. So, that after that first two or three times she came over,
right,
I was like, listen, just curious.
I'm just saying. IJS.
Are you fucking or no? And she was like, nah. And I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, so you
I know what it is.
Did you follow up with them? What are we doing? Because listening to the story, going on investors, the investor standpoint, I'm asking, if I'm coming at this to be natural in my reaction, there is no timetable when we fuck or when we don't. Because it's natural. You see
so
what
you're
I'm
not,
saying?
So you're not acting like... You're not telling her to act like a lady and think like a man?
Hell no. You
need that 90-day rule.
Listen, let me tell you something. And we already know about this 90-day rule, and fellas, and any ladies that are listening, the 90-day rule is bullshit, because the only thing that's going to happen is I'm going to find another chick that I'm fucking, my side chick, know what's up, and I'm going to just wait 90 days. And I'm going to fuck. Because now I got two chicks I can fuck, because you want to play games. That's what goes on in my head.
Right.
Be natural.
But is it a game, though? Because now we're talking about semantics. Are we talking about testers or investors? Are we talking about chicks who play games? Are we talking about niggas who fuck boys?
Every chick, regardless, is playing a game at some point.
Guys aren't.
Guys are playing the game, too.
Describe how.
So a dude is playing...
And real quick, before you include, do you think Michelangelo... This is still new, so people need to know our voices.
Right. True.
Do you think that we should, as men, play games?
No.
Let me phrase. Play the game. Because I don't want to say play games.
Play the game.
Play the game.
It has context. The game is the overall realm of what we're doing as men and women.
Yeah.
You trying to be my friend. You trying to be my buddy. Yeah. We trying to fuck around. What's up? Because now there are no labels out here. It's like, we just hang out. Oh, we just cool. That shit can mean 8 million different things.
I learned that. And that was, it blew my mind. Oh, we hooked up a few times, the chick said. We hooked up, she was talking about another dude. We hooked up a few times. Because when I'm dating a chick, I'm like, yo, here's the deal. Be you. Because that's the person I want to fall in love with.
Right.
That's the person I want to get to know at the ground level.
Yeah.
Don't hold anything back thinking I'm going to call you a hoe. Don't hold anything back thinking that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trying to... be all prissy and shit. Be yourself so that if I start to like you, it's real easy to continue to like you.
Yeah, most definitely. Go ahead.
But see,
now playing games is I'm stringing you along saying, yeah, we could have some shit. And there's maybe a few ladies listening now that may think that I'm doing it.
But
I ain't.
But that's the thing. To argue that point, what if the young lady doesn't know how to play the game? Her perception of that game is stringing you along. Like, oh, I'm going to do this, but I ain't going to do this.
I personally believe that's natural.
For a woman?
Yeah.
Back up. You saying string. So how is she stringing him along?
Oh, God.
No, really? Everybody may not be up on.
My bad.
So how is she stringing him along?
Basically, she's setting up these imaginary pretenses in the dynamic that they're trying to evolve with.
Fuck all that shit. Give me an example.
Okay, perfect example. All right, we go on 3 dates, right?
Okay.
in her head, she's like, at the end of the third date, I might think about fucking him.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
But then at the end of the third date, she's like, I like him and I want to, but I'm still not because I'm not sure.
Okay.
But instead of being like, you know what? I'm attracted to you. I really fuck with you. I like how we vibing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I want to, you know what I mean, be physical.
But that ain't how women move, though.
Exactly. But if they...
So that's not... That's not
that's logic. Not, but that's not emotion. That's not logic.
What I'm saying is she's not stringing him along. That women move... The feminine moves fluidly. So here's what happens in reality. She's fucking with this dude on the first date. Motherfucker says some smooth shit. Oh, shit is cool, right?
Word.
Now she has to filter that. She has to filter that first through Love Jones. Knee along with Darius, yeah. Right?
Talk about the movie Love Jones. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
You might need to see that, right? She's like...
I don't know why you haven't seen it yet.
She'd be like...
You may have young listeners.
It don't matter, man. That's classic. Anyway, she hits you with the... I love you.
Right.
She hit him with the, you know, I can't go upstairs with you like, not on the first day. I can't go out like that, right? Like, she's supposed to be a classy lady, whatever, whatever. Now, Darius could have been respectful and been like, all right, you're right. That's respectable. And then walked his ass upstairs, jerked it off real quick, and took his ass to sleep. This motherfucker turn around and be like, yo, I just want to talk. Next scene, Maxwell is in full effect, and she telling her girl the next day that this motherfucker dick talked to her.
Right.
So I'm saying a woman is fluctuating in her feelings. So a woman, like that whole conversation that we've all heard, woman knows whether she wants to fuck a man within the first five seconds that she meets him, right? No, the woman knows whether or not she would fuck him in that first 5 seconds. There's a very big distinction.
Not could, but would.
Not wants to.
No.
Wants to.
She would. And then it's this motherfucker's job not to walk out the pussy.
Talk himself out the pussy.
Because a lot of motherfuckers will talk themselves out the pussy.
So in your opinion, what should a guy do then? Because if I get you to my house, if I get you on a first date, I got you.
No, you don't.
If I get you to a first date, it's going good. Now I don't have to fuck it up.
No, okay, I'll give you a prime example. Had a chick, we met on Tinder.
This kind of,
swipe.
So even right. With Tinder, we swiped right. There was a match.
Right.
Right?
At the moment.
I don't think I favored her either. But we sent her the nice little message, you know what I'm saying? We going back and forth. We go out for drinks, right? Pitcher, kept it under 25.
Right.
Right? We having a good conversation.
Did.
Yo, why don't we come back to the crib? She tipsy, she feeling good. I'm tipsy, we feeling good. We go back to the crib.
That's a rape charge, man.
We were both tipsy. But yeah, I'm going to tell you. So sex
was... Yeah, because I wanted, yeah.
So sex was on the table. We get back to the... Again, we both adults and we know what's popping. We get down, we kissing... Clothes start coming off. Dick comes out. Condom goes on. Yo, you sure you want to do this? She hits me with the mm-mm.
Whoa.
Right? Cool. Condom comes off. Drawers go back up. TV. Dick goes back in. Listen, I'm a grown ass man.
You got a tent, though.
No, I'm a grown ass man.
But you got a tent.
You definitely have a tent.
You got a tent.
Nah, cause I went into the bathroom and handled that shit. That was easy.
At the house? At her house?
Hey, listen, at your house? At my house.
Does it matter?
Oh, it was at your.
I wasn't gonna pull my dick out and jerk in front of her. Like I got a little bit of respect.
Really, I mean,
you would have.
I mean,
that ain't me. I mean, next
that's
time.
That's another Rachel.
Yeah, next time.
I mean, well, no, I'm not saying like you just like well, you.
He just put it.
Because sometimes they be like, well, look, I'm worked up now. You mind if I?
I ain't got time for all that shit. Like, I got that release. It was quick. I know what I like, goddammit. Shit, listen. All that other shit, I know what I like, goddammit. It ain't, and my hand ain't gonna be like, you came too fast. I'm like, shit.
Right. It was all me.
You did your thing right there, little young one right there. So all I'm saying, it's not for me, it's nothing if I'm dealing with a chick. But again, it needs to be aware that sex is on the table. But if it's a first date, now, being older, I don't know if I want to fuck you on the first date. Like, if we being real. And just to come back briefly to what I was saying with women. You got to understand that women move on a plane. Men move very logistically. So I'm going to talk to her. Yo, I'm going to say what's up to her. And then I'm going to drop this little game on or whatever. And then she's going to respond. That's why we had that, like, yo, you talk to her for 2 to 3 minutes when we was younger. Then you ask her for the number.
Right.
When a woman was like, shit, After you said hello, nigga, you could have just said, what's your number? And I would have gave it to you.
Bro, I don't know, man. Like, these women are super aggressive now. So that plane that you're talking about that they move on?
It's still a feeling, though.
It's still a feeling, but now they play by different rules.
That's
fine. Because it'll be a chick who'll be like, you know what? Are we fucking?
That's fine.
Like, are we fucking? And you be like,
and that's it.
Right. They be like,
because you going back to the stringing along
on the first date.
Yes.
Okay.
This ain't even a date. This is an interaction. I like you. You attractive. Yo, what's up with you? So, not like what's up with you on a date. Like what's up with you?
So you saying fucking and just leaving it at that?
I've experienced where women,
and you give a good dick and she leave it alone.
And she leave it alone. I got one that wants it. In my history of knowing her,
okay,
she tries to string it along. Now I know she likes me.
Okay.
But then she'll be like, nah, we shouldn't have did that last time.
But then y'all fuck again?
Of course.
So
I did my job. Because I did my job. Just so you guys, you know, we just said no BDR.
No BDRs.
So I try to go in. Now don't get me wrong, my closing rate is good as far as good job. And everybody should know as far
everybody
as
got
men,
a bad day, though.
Don't lie on your dick.
Don't lie on your dick.
What what happens is she'll come back a couple weeks later, a month later, and say, "Hey, you want to hang out?"
Word.
That doesn't automatically mean that she's. But in our past, I wanted to get with her.
Right.
Because I was just like, "Yo, we got a lot of things in common. We talk." Sex is great. What's up? She's
right.
Like, nah. Now she's looking for that higher level. So all she wants, meaning higher level as she wants her fantasy dude.
Okay.
Right? And that's what most people are. They men and women want their fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
But with me, I'm her side dude. I'm the one that's going to come dick her down and then move it along. But not just her, because that's, I've known her for a while. New chick, younger chick.
Yeah.
I'm her side dude off rip, and she'll say shit like, who knows what the future will bring.
Mm-mm.
That's, yeah, I do.
Now, hang on. Mm-mm. But that's straight. Like, if I were into her like, yo, I want to wife this chick, and she's straight, that's stringing me along. But
that's
she's with it.
But does she know that?
She's with it on the first date.
But does she know that you potentially are saying, you know what?
But that's what I'm saying.
She got 3-4 niggas saying.
Nigga, cut the string then. Like, ain't no bitch is gonna string me along.
Pete.
No,
okay, cool.
A lady. No,
don't say never, bro.
Don't say never.
I didn't say never.
Lady's gonna string you along.
Exactly.
Until that one come around.
Well, it ain't happening.
With the goddamn ball of yarn.
What I'm
saying. Ready to roll that motherfucker out.
No, because here's what she said. If a chick hit me with, I don't know what the future holds. Oh, okay.
And you feeling it.
And I'm feeling it. Listen. I dig you. I want to be with you. Oh, I want to be with you. Cool. Yo, respect. We can do whatever we're doing. But if I'm in relationship mode, at the end of the day, men control the identity of a relationship.
So let me hit you with this. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in this real quick. So.
For the married guy. I'm just saying. Right.
So, Pete.
Don't be fooled.
No, for the married guy.
Dude invites a chick over, right?
Okay.
Lo and behold, he got a main thing.
Okay.
He got a girlfriend. He might got a wife.
Yeah.
Chick comes over. She like, who are these bitches of? Who? What? Why you got? What? I went in your bathroom and what's going on with this?
Yeah.
Should she be upset?
Depending
on how you got her to the house.
Well, and then also, what is he saying after that?
Who knows what he's saying after that?
That's gonna be the determining factor of when she gets upset, though.
No, yo. I think that you get upset because you started off, you got to the house,
right.
So he had to game her somehow,
right?
So or she didn't.
That's exactly what I'm speaking to.
I know mad niggas who got their ring finger size, and that's when the chick, yo, I'm married, boo. And
yeah.
But this chick is questioning.
No, she's not. Well,
in this scenario, she is.
Okay.
So therefore, yeah, she shouldn't be upset, but she should be, she should inquire, and that's fair.
So circling back around, in these comments for that particular post, now these women have had sex with this man, found out he was in a relationship, and now they decide, oh, I have to lash. I got to lash out. I'm a savage now.
So now we're talking about communication.
Not only that, it's like, again, where is your mind state at?
I don't think that they're thinking about it as far as women. I don't
because they
women,
feel like, well, to
I don't think younger people, and when I mean younger, I mean right at that threshold of 30. Because yeah, we have under. Because we have dating apps.
We got to say.
Because the feminist movement, I should be able to, be, oh, I'm going to say feminist movement. The what's the Amber Rose joint?
Oh, the slut walk.
Yeah, slut walk. Oh, you can't slut shame me. And I don't. However, I ain't going to treat you like a, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread if all I am is a jump off.
But the thing about it is I've never put any, I've never put any expectation on a woman with her sexuality enough to be like, I don't live that means of the double standard. As men, it's like this. It's like this. If you sleep with 10 guys, you a hoe. Right?
Yeah.
As men, we might, and it's a lot of percentage of men that will say, oh, you sleep with a lot of guys, I can't fuck with you. I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, like, are you clean? Are you responsible?
You ain't got to worry about that because you know.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like, even when I was in a situation where I was potentially looking for a female either to have sex with or to potentially have an interaction with and build something with, I'm not thinking like, oh, you done slept with 20 niggas.
Hang on.
I'm not.
I'm going to say something. If she says, oh, I'm looking for the right one and I'm trying to be clean or I'm trying to only sleep with one dude or I'm trying to be
clean.
You know, clean as far as not having a
safe.
I'm trying not to build on my list.
Right. Nobody's.
If she's coming at it from that point and then she starts to highbrow, she starts to, you know what I'm saying?
So she not fucking no more. She not fucking you no she more because she's trying me. To be clean.
Right,
but she got dirty feet.
Right, but she gonna fuck a couple other niggas.
Right.
Now I'm gonna start judging.
Refer back to the last episode for Dirty Feet.
So I'm saying, so in that same space, it's twofold. Because also as a man, you gotta think about what you want. At the age that I am right now, I'm not just in it for the sport of sex. Especially here in Atlanta, it's too many motherfuckers walking around here with STIs. Like, so now I'm looking at a chick. I take Tupac's philosophy. The great philosopher Tupac Shakur once said, baby, take it easy. I don't want it if it's that easy. So if you throwing the pussy, I don't know if you spiteful. I don't know if you got a vendetta against all men. It's been mad reports of a chick who knowingly had an STD who was like, oh yeah, I'm sleeping with
here's what we're going to do about that. You're going to ask for a test first.
So then we're not fucking on the first date.
We gonna talk on the phone.
Yeah, but even then, so before, wait, so you tell
you talk to you basically building it up.
As soon as you get to the house, I need them whole backs.
No. If we're talking before, on the phone, text, whatever right. It's gonna be, are you clean?
No.
When was the last
time? Is that what you're saying though? Are you saying are you clean?
I'm saying, yo, what's your sexual history? Do you have any STDs?
That's like a bitch asking in Atlanta if a nigga is on the down low.
Hang on.
No, I'm not on the down low.
What's wrong with that?
If he says no, that don't mean he's not lying.
I asked for a report.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So the first date, as soon as you get to that.
Listen, if we talking for a minute, we talking for a week.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, I'm going to say some slick shit because I like sex.
Okay. So I like sex too, though.
Right, but you're able to say.
I concur.
But you're able to say, hey, if you feel like she fucking around and pulling a string on you, you're going to cut the string. I'm going to get the experience of the intimate. I'm going to go ahead and fuck. And then
you're going to cut it off?
I'm going to probably try to keep it on because I'm able to compartmentalize my emotions and sex.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Drake Wale. I'm a Drake Wale nigga, so I'm a.
Who's that? Okay, that's going on, right, you know what I'm saying? Right. So
I can be a plethora. I got a plethora of women that I've done.
So all I'm saying is, and again, respectfully, she probably knew she shouldn't have been messing with me. Or when I was young, I'm going to just keep it all the way 100 with you. It was a chick, fine, and had some issues down there. And that smell wasn't the best. And I still smashed.
I was about to say, that's my man.
And I still, but again, wait, give me straight.
Looking like you dirtbag.
But what I'm saying is, but. was 20. So for me,
wait. So what's your excuse that you're 20?
I was young, dumb, and full of cum. Like,
okay, so that's what I'm saying.
But here's what I'm saying. By the time that I got into my late 20s, I had dealt with enough women. I had interacted with had enough sexual experiences to say, yo, at the end of the day, for me, Michael Andrew, a hole is a hole is a hole. If you stimulate it right, it's gonna get wet. If she knows what she's relatively doing, she can tighten up. She can tighten it up a little bit to help the stroke.
Right.
Like, so are we connecting beyond all that? Because if I'm keeping it all the way a buck, I can go home and jerk in much simpler.
You ain't fucking unless you. Under what terms are you having sex?
I'm fucking number one if I want to kiss the girl.
What?
If I don't want to kiss you.
I'm a kisser.
If I don't want to kiss you, I probably don't want to
kiss you. I don't want to fuck with you. Because that's part of the sexual experience for me. I'm not the dude who is going to hit the dougie.
Right.
My camera. And you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Okay.
That ain't me. I'm trying to dare his love all these shit.
So you're always in lovemaking mode? Because to me, that just
no, I'm not always in lovemaking mode, but we probably going to start out in lovemaking mode.
I feel like you're always in lovemaking mode.
No, I mean,
you start and finish in lovemaking mode, Michael.
I start and finish, yes, but there's some in between there.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm gonna put your face in the motherfucking pillow.
Face smashing the pillow.
And we gonna do what we do.
Like on Malcolm X.
Because I like to cuddle.
And I'm gonna talk shit. However,
I understand that it's a fantasy.
Everybody has that fulfillment that they want to feel, except for
that stink. I'm not doing that.
I would say stink. I don't mind, like, oh, no, natural.
It was real bad. It was pungent.
How you struggle with the ice for real?
Because again, you also got to remember at 20, think about this, 18, 19, 20, right? When you was having a conversation with your boys, not all, but most dudes was talking about not even, they didn't eat pussy. That was like nasty. You didn't do that shit. And then if you were jerking off, like you was a lame.
But they were not back up. Cause a lot of the niggas was saying they don't eat pussy and was definitely in the box, face in the box. They just didn't want to admit it.
Nick, at 18, I wasn't eating pussy. I was a lame.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry for y'all.
I was 19.
You was up in there early, like 13,
man,
14.
Don't worry about what the fuck I was doing.
20.
Okay, you know.
Hang on.
I like it, please.
You feel me? And I get it. I became a master. That's what I was saying.
You know what I'm saying?
The voice is strong.
We grew up.
We grew up.
But that's what I'm saying. So now for me.
But grew up enough to. And see, this is. I'm sorry, not to interrupt. But this directly correlates with. Exactly. So let me finish that, goddamn. So this directly correlates with associating masculinity. Because at some point in time, as you grow into a man, you feel the need to admit things because you have acquired either age or maturity.
Or experience.
Or experience. Because sometimes you can be mature and not experience shit. Yeah. You just realize in your head, I could start doing this now because I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
With me. You could have never had sex and be like, you know what? I think I'm ready to do this.
See, I'm not that guy.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So,
what are you doing?
I had to get the experience.
First.
I had to have bad experiences and good experiences, and that is how I'm able to say, hey, I don't really
need
XYZ.
Sometimes I have good days.
I took it to church while I was fucking. Like, did Kirk, you used to fuck Kirk Franklin? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Do you want a revolution?
Don't.
So
everybody now.
This is so bad. We went off on a little tangent. Because she was only talking about with fuck boys. So you may be a stand up motherfucker who's smooth as shit and fuck on the first.
Guys who invite you over to their house on the first night.
So what I'm saying,
but it include going to the guy's house on the first night, and that makes her.
So, again, playing devil's advocate. Here's another thing that I think that men miss that women probably don't express. Men do not create conducive environments for women when they bring them over to their house. So
in general,
okay. Not some, not all, but in general. A motherfucker come over to your house, dishes is looking crazy in your sink. Your house, like your living room, isn't together like you was expecting a woman to come over. You don't have no libations for you guys to sit and talk. You ain't got no alcoholic beverages. Yeah, a spirit.
Yeah, you got spirits.
You know.
Why are you saying like that?
It's upper echelon barbershop talk, but you know, niggas go get, they go get off the podcast and be like, "Hey, bro, what's a libation?"
Right. I don't want to get hung up.
If you don't know libation, So again, they not taking their time with the young lady.
Right.
So that still sounds like lovemaking.
It needs to be a process. Even if you are a motherfucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you still need to understand.
King ding,
right?
I apologize.
Yeah, while I was so rudely interrupted. back to my point. What I'm saying is, even if you on that space, you still need to understand there's a process that a woman is going through. Psychologically, it's a great book called The Female Brain by Dr. Laura Byzantine. She says, you have to understand that even with you being married, if you guys are having sex and she wants to get into a space of being really open to orgasm,
right?
She has to suppress her red alerts, her alert system.
Mm-hmm.
So for a married couple, it may be like, wait, are the kids up? You know what I'm saying? He's kissing on my neck. This feels amazing. What was that? What was that sound? Is somebody trying to come into the house? She has to suppress that. With the date or with the person that you're dating, you have to start suppressing things like, is he going to think I'm a hoe? Does he like the way that I look as clothes are starting to come off?
Right.
Like,
transitioning, as you say that, what would be your suggestions on doing that? On making her feel comfortable, because that's what I'm hearing. And I'm not saying that I disagree.
Even though I'm lovemaking.
We're just, I know I'm one. Fuck it. I'm a cuddler. I'm an emotional,
He's an emotional motherfucker.
Yeah, there we go.
I think I'm a little bit of both.
I think everybody feels that way. I'm just saying, I'd like to coach. I like to coach and get people out there to say it's not just them.
Okay.
So if somebody is confused on how to do that, what would be your suggestions? And then you.
So, first and foremost, make sure your house is fucking clean.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to cook a meal.
Or have one already prepped, maybe?
I mean, you can fake the funk, but it's dope to. So, here's what I'm saying. When you're talking about making a woman comfortable, she comes over to my house as a older maid. I can cook for you. So now she's getting sensual experiences. She's getting the sound of the pots boiling or
the aromas of
the aroma of the food, right? We can have conversation. She's relaxed. She's getting access to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where you about to cut me off at?
New age. I don't think that's where the age thing, I don't think, plays. Today, I think women want to come over
and get to the shits.
They just get to the shits. And it's terrible.
That ain't been, that has not been my experience with the, so maybe I'm spoiled.
I don't have any experiences recently because I'm married. However, the general conversation that I'm hearing, because I work in a circle where I frequent younger and older women, is that it's a little bit of both. And it's a little bit of both because the lines are so gray now. So some women
Why do you say the lines are gray, Wayne?
Because some women are under the impression that all these niggas want is pussy. And then some women are like, well, I know my worth. Everyone has heard that. I know my
worth. Your worth, queen.
I want me a king. And this, I won't stand for nothing else but a king. And it's like,
But you
fucking that nigga, though.
You fucking that fuckboy.
No, you fucking a stable boy.
You fucking, a nigga in the tube socks and the flip-flops, coming over in the sweats. After this nigga leave, you talking about some. Right. After this nigga leave, you talking about some.
I got you.
You know what? I really need a king. I really need somebody who go. But you just let somebody enter your body.
And your queendom.
Right. Share you.
Yeah.
And now you under. But this is the point that I'm trying to make. The line is gray because as men, we need to take responsibility for some of that.
How so?
We need to say, listen, I just want to fuck.
Tactfully.
How would you say
tactfully? Tactfully, I would probably be in general conversation. Like, listen, I find you attractive. And this is under the condition that we've had some conversations.
Yeah.
And we have general rapport. Listen, you know I'm attracted to you. I feel like you're attracted to me. You know, would it be would I be naive to say that I feel like it's something physical with us? Like, will we take it to the next level?
He hit her with the Ron Burgundy. How about tonight? I be a man. You be a woman. And we be co-people. I'm saying, so how I would do it is if I'm talking to a young lady.
The Michael Andrew experience.
Yeah.
The Michael Andrew experience. I feel like that need to have like the TAE sex style, right?
On the marquee.
I'm saying, if I'm having a conversation with a woman, there are subtle signs, again, now, until right when we get to the point. Mm-hmm. There's subtle signs. I'm gonna see if we have physical chemistry. Mm-hmm. So I may, you know, touch her hand. She doesn't pull away her hand. We've initiated physical contact.
Right.
Right? So I may hold her hand for a brief second.
Right.
I may get a little bit closer to her. So now we've established this type of physical rapport. At some point within that conversation, it might be a little kissing that happens. So now I don't have to say, yo, is this a I feel like there's some physical chemistry in the space. We kind of have that understanding. So in those spaces, after we've already had that nonverbal conversation, then it's like, all right, yo, you know, you want to drink if we at the crib? You want some wine or something like that? Cool. We continue to talk because I'm not in a rush. I'm not having to rush anything. So if we start kissing, is again, I can only speak from my experience. At that point, yo, I'm gonna make a move to start taking some clothes off. If she stops me, there's no pressure. Love, we're not gonna go any further in this experience than you want to. Because the ladies that I know have said, if I have to talk to a man about it, he probably don't need to get none of this. So it's tactful in the space that, like, I'm not going to bring this to the forefront, because the minute that I do, she has to start filtering. What would somebody think about that in this situation? So for me, once we get to the spot, once we get to that point, I generally, and I've been told this from dating coaches, it's been read, like, yo, she should be like, yo, I want you to fuck me.
So how are you approaching?
Me, Tony Davis.
Tony Davis. How are you giving the Tony Davis experience?
Of it's coming from communication. I believe in communication first and foremost. I'm not going to overtly say, do you want to fuck? I don't need to.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to know based on my subtle hints and what am I into. I'm going to feel her out via conversation.
Right.
Everything's already going to be known from Jump Street, at least most of the stuff as far as sex.
Right.
I've ran into situations where one in particular, there's an age gap. So therefore, me playing mid-90s music that would have killed the 35-year-old.
Giving the TD.
Right. She's like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean?
You had to switch over to that Drake room?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, exactly. And Amigos. 21.
And Amigos.
Or don't even, this particular, hey, this one chick, she didn't give a fuck. She was with the shits.
Right.
Do y'all fuck to music?
I have.
Like, is it a frequent thing?
It's
like,
not a frequent.
Nah, it's not. Only depending on the woman.
See, I gotta work on my sex play though.
Okay. You got. I mean, that. But that's what
I have now. But that's the thing though. If you,
I can't treat every woman the same.
Right.
I'm gonna kind of navigate where I wanted to go and see if, like you said, I'm actually metaphorically touching without touching. I'm gonna put this filler out and see how she does it. How she reacts.
That's the thing about the Michael Andrew experience and the Tony Davis experience. This is what I'm speaking to with this gray line. This gray area, I should say. Because what happens is that you guys are speaking from the perspective of you giving experience to a young lady, not the young lady receiving the experience. So what happens is that these young ladies aren't used to the Michael Andrew experience. They're not used to the Tony Davis experience.
But that's why you have to coach them.
Wait, so that's my point. It's like a jeweler and a consumer. If a consumer comes in and say, hey, I want a 1-carat diamond princess cut, put it in the ring. Right?
Put it in the bag.
Put it in the ring. The jeweler, being a professional, is going to say, I'm going to walk you through the process.
Right.
Right now, you're looking at a VS1. This is the cut, the clarity.
None of these motherfuckers you're talking about, except the ladies, know about these diamonds. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, the consumer naturally is buying into this, like, okay, this motherfucker know what he's talking about. Now, if another person walks in and they say, I don't give a fuck what kind of diamond it is, I want it to be shiny and pretty and look nice on my finger. That's the difference between the calibers of women and men in these situations.
So then again,
because now it's not a question of quality. They're just trying to get the diamond.
But that's my point, though.
Or so what then, they think is a diamond.
So then that's my point. So at some point, so at this point, then, if that's what we're talking about, then I would, on some level, have to agree with the chick and saying, fuck boy. Now, again, if you are not intelligent enough to recognize a cubic zirconia or some glass
right
over a diamond,
most of not.
That's your motherfucking fault. Like, my hope, that's my point, is if I'm walking a chick.
Is it really, though?
Yes, it is. Because it's too, there's too many resources nowadays for you to not, for ignorance to be bliss. Fuck that shit. You got to take some responsibility. Ladies got to take some responsibility and accountability.
I agree with that statement.
So I'm saying, if I'm having a conversation with a young lady, right? I saw a young lady on one of my stories. She was like, yo, these men in this city, they need to do better because they're so disappointed. My immediate response is, why are you attracting disappointed men then?
Mm.
So my whole thing is, if you are dealing with a lot of fuckboys, because one of the fuckboys is going to shimmy his way in.
Right.
He gonna smooth talk his way. Just like one of them bitches is gonna finagle her way right in around the ladies. I've been spoiled enough to be, because of, just for everybody, there is a difference between a girl, a woman, a bitch, and a lady. Not in that order. right. But
take it how you get it.
Exactly. So I'm saying, if that's the space, I've been spoiled enough to deal with ladies, and ladies know how to be tactful about certain situations. So one young lady was like, yo, Zane, this dude, I called him at 11:30, told him I wanted to come through. Now, she used the segue. Like,
she leveraged her situation.
No, she used the segue like, yo, let's watch movies, right?
No.
She. But look, but this I'm sorry. Dude, but this dude didn't pick it up.
How old is he?
He was over 30.
That's my point.
So what we said, experience, age, or just consciousness and development.
Okay.
So I'm saying, in that space, she was like, he didn't get it. And so here's an underlying space, right? If she would have said, y'all want to fuck, bring your ass.
Hang on. Maybe he didn't want to fuck. I got to go logic. If he's that stupid, he's in his 30s, and she calling at 11:30 saying, I want to hang out.
Again, common sense ain't that common.
Common sense is not common.
So what I'm saying is if she would have said, I want to fuck, he would have fucked. Like,
so he an idiot. In that realm.
In that space. And what I'm saying is he was in that space, because I've been an idiot in that space too. Just quick story.
Because
let him tell this story.
Yeah. I need to hear this. Because this is going to segue right back into my point.
So I'm 26, 27.
Okay. At the time of
this. Not at the time of this broadcast. So I meet this chick at a Dunkin' Donuts. Don't judge me. She was cute. Right? I was like, I was talking to her. Right? So I'm crushing on her for like 3 weeks. I'm going in Dunkin' Donuts getting coffee. I don't even drink coffee at the time. Like, just trying to see this girl because I'm too nervous to talk to her. So I see her coming up from the subway. This is when I was in New York. One day, we finally exchange numbers. Like, the third text that she sends me is her in a fitting room trying on lingerie. Like, what you think about this? I'm like, amen. Yes, killing it, right? So let's fast forward like a week. I was working the overnight shift. She hit me that morning. Was like, yo, we should get up like in the morning. Like, let's hang out, right? And I'm like, bet. I don't get off until 8. She was like, cool. Hit me when you get off. I get off. She then makes me wait for an hour.
That's
right?
A shit test.
Well, no, she made me wait for, she made me wait for an hour. I get to her door. Mind you, she said, I need about an hour and then you can just make your way over here.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to the door in a towel.
Mm-hmm.
After making me wait an hour. Now, logically, a nigga should have been up on this like, let's get it popping. Right? In the morning. Ain't nothing like some morning sex, right? We could have, and moving into some afternoon delights, right? Me being the nice guy, I'm like, oh, that's not a sign. Let me be respectful. And she finally was just like, yo, okay, I'm going to go throw some clothes on. Because obviously, this
is nigga, what you stuff. Like? I'm going to wait outside.
No, I come in and I sit down.
Sits down.
And I'm like chilling on the couch, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we just having casual conversation. And she gave,
She's still in the town.
She kind of give me the look like.
That's, all right, so all the stuff that we've been talking about, some of the things that we haven't, well, one major thing we haven't talked about is natural chemistry. Back before you had to ask for permission.
Right.
You know, I've heard some women have the rape fantasy where they want their dude to act like they kind of just take
it. We are not condoning rape.
No.
You know, we're condoning fantasy.
You know, or aggressive.
And sometimes it needs to stay in your head, though.
So, when you were expressing the Michael Andrew experience with the ladies, I took from that a lot is not said. A lot is based on the energy and the touch and the feel.
And being present.
Right, and exactly.
Yeah.
In that scenario of the young lady coming in with the towel, she was also where you are now.
Well, exactly.
It's kind of like, why are we talking? Because that maybe it ruins her experience.
Oh, I finished the story.
Oh, shit.
So, two, we there the whole afternoon kicking it.
What?
Whole afternoon kicking
it. So, she, real quick, if she comes and she was like, are you gay? Kind of understand that.
I couldn't get mad.
In this scenario,
At two, we start kissing and touching whatever. She has to be gone by three, right? So she's like, chill, because I'm not on that no more. Like, you could have fucked this morning, and we could have been fucking all day. Like, this could have been a beautiful experience, but you couldn't pick up on the cues. And that's what I was saying when I said women will often say, I know whether or not I would fuck him in 5 seconds, but this motherfucker, if he's not present, he's not aware, and he doesn't know how to hold a proper conversation or a tactful conversation, right. I could talk myself right out of the pussy. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is, when we get to the moment of sex, I need to respect you enough to make sure that you are sure you feel safe, you feel secure in what is about to happen, and you feel comfortable in that space.
Now,
if I'm doing all that shit, ain't no way I can be a fuckboy, number one. And number two, she ain't walking out with shit because she probably going to be asleep.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So I'm saying if it's selfishness, like for a fuckboy, like I'm bringing you over to Netflix and chill, knowing that, again, sex is on the table, but I'm unwilling to chill, if it's not, like if you say, yo, I'm going to have sex, if I'm unwilling to chill and be like, bitch, you need to get the fuck out, then yeah, I'm a little bit of a fuckboy.
But she can't steal shit.
She still can't steal shit.
Right.
Don't respect my shit. But that's still fuckboy shit.
Okay. Well, this brings me to the... Because I... What she was doing?
That judgment like a mama?
I'm sorry. But that was... That...
But it was because I was taught that women want to be respected. Instead of, no, women want you to be present.
We were both taught that.
I bet you guys were both taught that by women, right?
Exactly.
On television, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
How stupid that is. Right? So that's what I'm saying.
Well, see, all this segues into, because we fuck boys if we do, we fuck boys if we don't. Because
depending on a woman.
Right, depending on the woman.
Yeah.
So now, all this started from an interaction about a date. So now there has been a report just recently came out, and they posted a map. And the map had all these different dollar amounts for a first date. Right?
Yeah.
Some of these dollar amounts, Georgia in particular, for the first date average was $236.
Minus... $230.
It's like
coffee doesn't cost that much.
It does.
My first date experience, if I'm dating you, I gotta get to know you. I don't know if I like. We started off saying, hey, we can't do certain things on a first date because it sets a precedent, and if I'm not gonna keep that up, now I'm setting that expectation going forward.
Right.
If on a first date, I'm taking you out, you know, just to get the that's a. expensive prostitute.
Right.
We can cut through the fat.
You know what? It wasn't $236. That was New York.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it was $161 for Georgia.
Minus $150.
That's Backpage.
Exactly. It's actually posted on our social media if you guys want to go check the map out just for shits and giggles. It's a good laugh.
What's the social media?
Our social media is All Man Podcast.
On IG, on Twitter.
And on Facebook.
On Facebook. So I'm saying, like, in that same situation, right, rather just, if I'm going to move like that, it seems more feasible to just pay for the hardworking woman who's just going to give me what I want.
Yeah, but see, now it's the culture, to Tony's point earlier, is like, these women,
if this is being said, if the young lady who put this post up, is she young? Is she past 25?
I have no idea.
So the fuck boy, you talking about the fuck boy?
Yeah, the fuck boy comment.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But that still brings me to the point of dating culture and how we associate one thing with another. Women nowadays, whether they're older or younger, still are going to associate a dating culture with finances, which I don't understand. Because you can get to know me, I can pay for a $300 meal, but I'm still a fuckboy because you don't like me?
Okay, so wait, we're going to have to put a fork in that one. No romance without finance? Totally different. We need to have that conversation.
That's still going on.
Man. Oh, man.
I think that happens often. But on the flip side, I think it goes to the opposite end of the spectrum. That I've even asked, for example, I talked about the two ladies that I've slept with, right? In detail. I would ask one, why are you fucking with me? Why are you fucking with me? I don't know. Not that I'm going to complain. Because she a piece.
You know what I'm saying? Spend $161. You don't know what the fuck you want to do with me.
And you don't know. But it'd be different if it was one time. Hey, what made you have sex with me that one time?
Right.
Nah, this ain't one time.
Well, what's worse is you would feel foolish if you was like, wait, I didn't have to spend $161.
See, Lil Wayne got everybody confused with this song talking about some they ain't tricking if you got it. That's a goddamn lie.
You still tricking.
That's a goddamn lie. You still tricking.
Yeah.
And it's not about, because there will be a lot of arguments, and I've heard discussions in full length with women about, well, I mean, if he can't afford to do this, why am I even dealing with you? How do you sound?
If that's how we're getting down tonight, remember we were talking about earlier, judgment.
Right.
I don't even have to know her number. She's a jump off.
From jump.
Yes. If that's how she's gonna approach it, now I gotta look at you as a hooker.
Yeah.
If I'm tricking and I'm spending money and I'm doing that because I think that that's how to do it, I'm setting up more sexual experiences, and it's really cheaper than a night with a prostitute or following up with that prostitute four or five times. This one chick I can take out one time.
So we gotta put a fork in. Okay. No romance without finance, because that conversation is a little bit different, and you know we getting the looks.
We're gonna have to.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have to put a fork in that.
Yeah, we may have to boost up the time of when we go live so we can have more time just in case we get into extended conversations that go on right now.
So,
because we need to address that.
Yeah. So, man, listen. If you had to give them one thing to take with them, what would it be?
Go ahead, Tom. All right.
This is how I look at it. If you're gonna start off,
I'm married already, goddamn.
But you can still do
that's,
it. Right.
That's your one thing. Right. That's your one thing. I'm married already.
Hey, baby. When you start talking to them, if you don't like what you hear, I mean, back off, like Michael Andrews said, cut the string. But if you want to compartmentalize, you still want to smash, know what you're getting into. So talk to them. Have a conversation and listen. Don't try to hope for some different shit. Don't try to, I'm a changer. You more than likely not. You're the third, fourth dude on the list. So talk to them. Talk to her, figure out what she into. Give her scenarios like this, and if she responds negatively or like saying, oh, yeah, I agree, you probably should. You probably should take something from his house. That's not the chick you want to take to your house.
Mm-mm. Talk going through his comment. Mm-mm. I will say presence is a present. It's always a gift. To what you were just saying, if you present to the chick, you can start utilizing, again, men and women have masculinity and femininity. You can use some intuition to say, this bitch ain't about shit, or this lady is somebody who I could love. I could grow to love. And if she ain't about shit, you still want to fuck, you still want to put yourself in that energy, do your thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And be ready to live with those consequences. But always be present, because that's the gift. If you're present, you know when she is starting to want to move in a sexual situation, whether it's the first date or the 50th.
Right.
You also know whether or not she probably gonna steal some shit out of your house. And you know to get her the fuck up out of there as soon as you bust. Yo, you should. What you doing? Oh, I'm getting you the fuck up out of here. Like, you need to go.
It's on me. Because that Uber's gonna be a lot cheaper than the shit.
There you go.
Stop going to the grocery store hungry. going to the grocery store hungry. Because what's happening is a lot of men and women.
Damn, I want some cookies now.
And some ice cream. A lot of men and women are putting themselves in situations because they're emotionally starving, physically starving. They're looking for something and they want to latch on to somebody really quickly.
Yep.
They go into the grocery store hungry, picking up some snacks, not making the salad, not making the full meal, and fucking themselves up and be mad about it.
Yeah.
Mad that you feeling lethargic when you get home because you ate all that junk. Or mad when you fucking with a toxic person and you not getting what you need from them.
Know yourself. I like that, man. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Damn, that was dope. Yo, this... This has been the All Man Podcast, man. That was better than my shit. I still think you should, get in the head. But this has been the All Man Podcast. Check us out next Monday.
9 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We may have to, adjust some times just so we can get more content to you all. And we're going to continue to fine-tune this thing. I'm Tony Davis.
I'm Wayne Brown.
I'm Michael Andrew. Oh, yo, make sure y'all leave some comments, some thoughts. If y'all disagree with us, if y'all are fucking with us. Yeah.
If you have any suggestions.
Or some topics.
Send it to the email.
Which is
the All Man Podcast, A-W-E. A-W-E.
You see where we at, goddamn. You see where we at.
A-W-E-M-A-N-P-O-D-C-A-S-T @gmail.com.
We'll holler.